This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. The massive March for Science in Los Angeles on April 22nd drew 50,000 people, according to organizers. Among them were many families with young children holding signs about climate change. Our warming planet will impact younger generations disproportionately as they come of age in an increasingly unstable time. Today, as we continue our hour-long special coverage of the March for Science in Los Angeles, we'll hear next from children, youth, and parents. Can you tell me your name and how old you are?
Scarlett, I'm 10.
And what does your sign say?
Climate change is real and it's a big deal.
And what makes you be here today?
Because Trump doesn't believe that, like, climate change and global warming is real, but it is, and it can hurt the planet Earth if it keeps happening, and we need to act.
And what do you want Trump to do about climate change?
I think he should stop fracking for oil, and he should do something to help prevent climate change instead of acting like it's not real.
Are you worried about your own future?
Sort of.
What do you want? Are you interested in science? Maybe when you grow up?
Maybe.
Do you have a favorite subject?
I like writing a lot.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm Isabella and I'm 7 years old.
And you?
I'm Cole and I'm 6.
Why are you guys here today?
We're here because, well, I guess we like Earth. Well, we do like Earth.
We came here because we're celebrating the Earth Day.
Yeah. So happy Earth Day then?
Yeah.
And the other side of your sign, Cole, can you turn it around? It says, make the Earth great again. And that looks like Donald Trump's hat, though.
Yeah, it does.
And so why is it important to make the Earth great again?
Because you don't want trash everywhere and every animal to get stuck in trash. So you need to clean up and help the Earth have no trash and junk everywhere. You got to clean up after yourself.
I like that. The other side of your sign, you have a picture of a penguin and its baby that's carrying a sign saying SOS help. Why is that? That looks like a sad picture.
Yeah, it really does. I don't know why, but maybe there's, like, no fish or something.
No place for them to go because the ice is melting?
Yeah.
Are you guys interested in science when you grow up?
I guess, kind of.
Yeah, I'm really interested in science. I want to do science experiments when I'm little and when I grow up.
Good luck today.
Luck. Thanks.
So we just talked to your adorable children. Tell me your name and why you're here today.
My name's James Mathis, and I'm here to set a good example for my kids and show them that the Earth is important because it matters to all of us.
And your sign shows, it's a symbolic sign, there's no words, but maybe for our radio audience, can you express what it is?
Well, there is a picture of the Earth, there's a greater than sign, and then there's a picture of an orange with hands and a funny looking hairdo.
Very tiny hands though.
Very small hands. Very, very small, very small hands. And it's just to show that the Earth is way greater than this orange thing with small hands.
You're wearing a cross and your daughter held a sign saying faith and science are united on climate change. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Well, the Ankh and eternal life, I think the only way we can have eternal life is if we preserve the Earth, which is, you know, the place from which we all came. And so that's why I wear this, as a constant reminder of the importance of eternal life. And I have shared that with my children. And, you know, they're very natural, they're very green. You know, we eat organic, you know, we spend a lot of time in the mountains and at the ocean. And so we just try to have a general appreciation for all that we have that aren't things, you know.
What do you fear if the orange thing continues on his path? What sort of future is there for your children?
Well, I'm trying to empower them with the ability to be their own thinkers and to affect change, and that no person is too young or too old to actually have an impact on society. And My concern with the orange guy is he's going to lead us into war. Basically, he's going to lead us into war. They're flirting with nuclear weapons right now, dropping bombs called the mothers of all bombs, like it's okay. And it's really not okay. It's really not okay. And we need to be a little bit more sensitive to our past. You know, Hiroshima was real, and we don't need to repeat that. And I think he's shown a bit of insensitivity toward our past and toward preserving our future. And so it's important for us to be united, as we all are now, for the common cause, and that's being Earth and humanity.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
My name is Aubrey Cedillo. I work at Occidental College as a technical director in the theater department.
So you are an artist, and tell me, read your sign for our radio audience.
It says, artist supporting science.
Why is that important for an artist to be out here today?
It's really important for an artist to be out here today because we all depend on science, and all of us need to stand together for what we believe in, regardless of what our careers are in.
And how does science impact your life?
Sure. So I work in technical theater, and so I teach students scenic construction, and I do scenic design. So science is a big part of that because, you know, all of the safety of our construction techniques, everything depends on science. But beyond that, as human beings, science affects every part of our lives. Our health, our clean water, our environment, our future depends on it, and it depends on people taking the facts as facts rather than trying to deny them.
How important is it for everybody to have scientific literacy?
Oh, it's so important for people to have scientific literacy. I was watching, I was watching the Washington March on Science, and there was a teacher up there saying that scientists also need to take responsibility for putting things in plain language so that people don't feel like they're shut out of science. Growing up, my father was always really interested in it, and we loved reading articles in Discover Magazine and looking up things, you know, about biology. And I think that it's important for our kids to not feel like science is not accessible to them.
And are you scared for what is to come under Trump?
Yes, I'm terrified of what is to come under Trump. And I am not typically a marcher or a revolutionary in any way. But ever since he came into office, I felt like it was my responsibility to be out here with my family any chance I got to stand up for what we believe in. And I'm terrified of what this man could do to our country.
This is your son?
This is my son. Can you tell them what your name is, Guthrie?
Guthrie.
How old are you?
5.
Can I see your sign?
Sure, why not?
So one side says future blankologist, so that means someday you want to be a scientist?
Yeah.
And the other side says respect. Is this exciting to be here today?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Yes.
My name is Brenda, and I'm here because I think that we should continue to study what's going on in our world, and I think that science is important.
Is your background in science, or are you a science supporter?
No, I just support science.
What do you do?
I am actually an interpreter, so I speak Spanish.
Can you read your sign out for our audience?
Of course. It says, let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate, with intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all of men's happiness. In the name of democracy, let us all unite.
And
quote.
Bye.
It's from the movie The Great Dictator. Yes, and actually heard it in a, was doing a project for school, and I had to watch a video, and I watched a video, Kill Switch, and it's basically about freedom of speech and how our internet at some point was trying to be censored and how the government wants to censor our internet, which is basically the only source of information that we have that is not completely censored. And it just kind of hit me, and I knew I was coming here, so I was like, this is like the perfect quote.
Is this your first march, or have you been marching? Do you consider yourself a political activist?
I try to be. This is actually going to be my 5th march.
Mostly since Trump came into office, or before that?
After the Women's March, so yes.
So you were at the Women's March?
Absolutely.
And what do you fear can happen if Trump pulls science funding, if he doesn't act on the results that climate scientists are presenting? What do you think we are facing in terms of a future under someone like Trump?
To be really honest, as far as science itself goes, it's not my forte. I really don't know much about it. But I do know that whoever is in charge of that aspect, the specialists that know what's going on, have warned everybody about, you know, the issues with climate change and all that. And I just feel like even though I don't know science well enough, I do understand that whoever is in charge knows better than the people in our current political party. So I'm just here to fight so that attention is given to where it's needed, to who actually knows what's going on, not to people like myself or the party in charge right now.
Are you fine with your taxes funding science research?
Yes, absolutely.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk to you all about my passion for science and why I support the March for Science. STEM has always been an interest of mine. I remember the first time I saw a science photo while my mom was studying in nursing school. This happened just over a decade ago when I was just 6 years old. I remember that my mom was looking at some skin burns, and for some reason I asked her, how come when skin burns, it does not look the same? She then started to explain so many things that a young girl like me could not understand at that time. That moment, I knew I would have an everlasting love for science because it intrigued me and I wanted to know more. Since then, I really began to enjoy my science classes throughout my early years of education. I loved learning about the solar system and how geologists have been able to determine how the Earth has formed over the past millions of years. Yeah. As a junior in high school, I have learned about anatomy, chemistry, and other subjects. By going to my classes, I have learned more and more about the impact of STEM in my life. For example, in my high school science fair, I compared different types of proteins by using different methods of denaturation. With my hard work and dedication, I placed third in biochemistry at science fair. I chose the California Academy of Math and Science as my high school because I wanted to expose myself to different fields of STEM. Without the pioneering research of scientists such as Benjamin Franklin and Alessandro Volta, there would be no electric lights, no telephones, no televisions, and no computers. They showed us that science has evolved types of thinking. I believe that humanity and science will be so much better when people understand science and its importance. Thank you all for listening.
That's a special report featuring the voices of children, youth, and parents at the March for Science in Los Angeles on Earth Day 2017. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.